Your thoughts on today's game here at Solitude, David?
Obviously, the main thing is winning the game, but I thought overall our performance was better. Thought we moved the ball better, created a number of chances in the first half. So your only worry is, you go 2-0 up, probably fresh in the players' mind. We were 2-0 up earlier in the season, and we sort of collapsed towards the end. And when it is 2-0, you're sort of comfortable, and you sort of think it's job done. But we took our eye off the ball for 10 or 15 minutes. They had a right go, and they gained momentum with the goal that they got and the goal that they scored. So we had to mix it up a little bit. We put Josh on to give us a little bit more presence in midfield to sort of go to a three. So pleased with the result, pleased with the performance, and say hopefully now we can take that forward into next week.
Pleased with resilience and the character to see the game out at 2-1 after what happened here last time.
It's not an easy place to come, especially when the crowd getting top of you, and you know they're pushing for the equaliser. So you know, credit the players. You know, the players will tell you if you speak to them, we've worked damn hard this week in the training pitch. So they got their benefits today. They worked their absolute socks off, and it's now about momentum, taking it forward. Can we? It can't be this week, and then we go to Ards next week, and then we turn up and put in a shadow of the performance that we gave today. So again, we'll need to be on our guard next week. Ards had a good win on Friday night, so we'll need to go there prepared, ready to go, and make sure that we get the 3 points next Saturday.
And two good set piece goals here today. Two set pieces, two headers.
Yeah. Again, the players are good at set plays because they know their roles, they know their jobs, and so you know sometimes you want free flowing football. I thought some of our general play was pretty good today, especially in the first half, in the first sort of 30-35 minutes. But so you take any goals anyway they come, and the 3 points is the most important thing.
But the delivery's good. Kirk Miller's crosses, I know Niall was the second goal, but yeah. You know, delivery's good there from Kirk and
If the delivery's good, we've got big, strong attacking people coming to want to score goals, and say if you get the first part right with the delivery, more often than not with the second part with the players going in, they attack it is right. So, you know, pleased with that.
It's a big win at a big venue, and it, you know, takes us closer to Glenavon and a wee bit further away from Cliftonville.
Yeah, listen, we can do is take one game at a time and see where that takes us. But we hopefully now can, and I keep saying it, and I probably sound like a broken record at times, we need to gain momentum. We need to gain confidence from this win instead of going turning up at ours next week and being not being the team that we know that we're capable of being. So I'm sure that the players will work extremely hard again this week and make sure that we're ready for a good test on Thursday.
And it gives us a wee bit of extra belief going into Cliftonville at Windsor Park in 2 weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a big game. It's a big game for both clubs. It's a big game for myself and the rest of the players. So, again, today's performance result will mean absolutely nothing in 2 weeks' time. So, cup game, it's all about who wants it on the day, who does it matter most to. And with the players that we have, hopefully it means more to us.
And great win for our supporters, you know, who only found out about this game last week.
Yeah. There wasn't as many as we crammed in the back end of last season, which is expected because the game at the back end of the season meant so much to us. But again, listen, fair play to them. Home and away, there's been a lot of games, especially away games, you know, away to Ballymena, away to Coleraine, away to Warren Point, away to Cliftonville here. So, you know, the normal people who have their season tickets, you know, they're out money week in, week out. So, you know, fair play to them. Boys, girls, men, women today for coming and getting behind the players, and they certainly did get behind the players today.
And well done today, David, and all the best for Ards and a venue we know well next Saturday.
Cheers, Andy.